Hi everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is cover a comment that someone named Mark said about my book that I've been writing, and I quote, "Hi Sandman, although female nature hasn't changed, make sure you explain the dangers of marriage to men in your book, as well as divorce, family courts, alimony, etc. Also why that never actually used to be something to worry about from previous generations. I'm currently 53 years of age. My father never had to worry about this stuff back in his time, as female nature was more controlled. Divorce was frowned upon and women wouldn't end up with all the so-called cash and prizes. This may be a little bit off topic, but I think you should also warn men of some of the profiteers in the manosphere. Rich Cooper comes to mind. I see he charges an obscene amount of money for a coaching call, and you can be an alpha if you join his club for $1,000. He says not to date all these different women, which is basically the entire female population. Then goes on to bash MGTOW. He says they're men sent their own way in one of his latest videos. A lot of these guys break their own rules, but they also rip off naive simps. I hope you find that constructive. P.S. When are you actually going to move to the United States to escape Justin Castro? Do you still need to have the safe and effective vax to leave? Well, Mark, thanks for the topic, and thank you, Thomas, for the donation. I'm not a men's rights activist discussing the financial disaster that modern marriage has become. The MRAs have been discussing that and trying to change it unsuccessfully for many decades now. The idea is to write something timeless, something that men can pick up 200 or 300 years from now and say, oh my god, how did this guy know all this stuff so long ago? Criticizing people that are around on social media today like Richard Cooper and Jesse Lee Peterson, that'll probably be in nursing homes in the next 10 years, is pointless. If you want me to discuss pickup artists and dating roaches, Mark, then you perhaps write a book or maybe suggest a topic for me. Plus, harassment and bullying gets you canceled from YouTube and probably the Amazon store as well if you write about these people. In 200 years, marriage might not even exist. Maybe civilization will collapse to some extent and we'll have to return to some level of traditionalism, and the family courts will no longer act in women's favor, if they exist at all. I want to talk about the psychological torment we men face, which is eternal and universal, until we use genetic modification to change the nature of our species. Using specific social or cultural references that only a person would know today kind of defeats the purpose. Recently, I shared an article from the New York Times from 1923 about a woman trying to shut down a secret MGTOW club in New Jersey that went under the name of the Widowers Association. That shows me women haven't changed in 100 years. Today they're trying to shut us down online, and back then they were trying to shut us down in real life. The book will share that article and other historical references to show that female nature doesn't change from one generation to the next. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to men telling me how I should write my own book because everyone wants to be a backseat writer clown world show. So far, I've written about 10 to 15 pages I'm happy with. But over the last few months, May, June, and July, I've been dealing with pilonidal disease and can't sit for longer than 1 to 2 hours a day. I spend most of my day either lying down or standing up because of the pain. Try writing a book on your stomach while using a laptop. So I've actually taken a pause for a while, but I know the book title, the structure of the book, which is a series of 50 to 60 essential essays on female nature, as well as the topics I want to cover. I've made a lot of progress, but right now I'm doing as little as possible. I got a good 3 weeks in before the pain began. As of mid-July, it's been 2 months of pain, so it's preventing me from thinking too deeply, and I need to focus and sit for 3 to 4 hours a day to write something decent. It's been a vicious cycle. I take antibiotics to clear up most of the infection. I get off of them, and then it comes back in 3 to 4 weeks. And then I take antibiotics again, and it clears up, and then I get off of them, and it comes back yet again, while I wait to see a surgeon because of the COVID backlog. Speaking of COVID, I could actually leave the cucked country of Canada without a jab right now, but coming back is a different matter. I can of course travel on planes and trains in the country, That is, of course, if I could sit longer than 15 to 20 minutes, which I can't right now. For inspiration, I've been reading a lot of Shakespeare's works, and everyone can see he has universal themes in his work that continue to be relevant to this day. I'd suggest reading books like The Taming of the Shrew, Romeo and Juliet, Titus Andronicus, for just a sampling of female nature. He, of course, does simp out in his books like Macbeth and King Lear, where some of the female characters show sympathy towards men and feel guilt. My point is that Shakespeare has staying power because he taps into the universal human condition, while being entertaining at the same time. The family courts and divorce rape are not going to be with us forever. They weren't around in 1965, and I doubt they're going to be around in 2065. The problem with most books is that the people writing them make them relevant to only a specific time period, and they also don't write them using any creative writing. They focus on technical writing instead of trying to entertain their audience. Notice how this video isn't all that creative and entertaining, and there aren't as many funny sayings as normal in wordplay. The reason for that is because I'm in pain right now, and my subconscious mind, where all of my ideas come from, is traumatized and it's very unhappy. My subconscious needs to be relaxed, inspired, or possibly even disturbed. Right now it's tired of having to deal with pain every day for the last few months. As for women never changing, they don't, and MGTOW knowledge shows up from time to time in history when the circumstances are right, and there's a gap between technology and women's ability to censor it and take control of the social narrative. Without technology, MGTOW never would have grown, and neither would have the incel, black pill, true force loneliness groups, PUAs, and manosphere in general. The feminists can demonetize and demonize MGTOW, but all the other red pill propaganda is out there, and they can't stop men from sharing relationship experiences online in open forums. We have ways to communicate these days that governments will never see as harmful, so long as men make up the majority of politicians and those in power. If that changes and women or manginas, such as Justin Castro, become the main people in power, then one day we could actually be needing a license to simply use the internet, or giving up our anonymity so we can't share any personal stories about women in our life unless they are positive. You know that if we ever get a true gynocentric government with 50%+ fee fails, then they will censor simple banter between boys on the interwebs. You can count on it. They will need to have complete control of language and information. I suspect that some guys will use old phones to create mesh networks, but the problem is, there are only so many replacement parts, and eventually the only phones, tablets, and computers you'll be able to use will require a login. For 30 years, we've had anonymity on the internet, especially if you're using a VPN and phone or operating system that's not Samsung or Apple. Once women take power over our Western governments, they will work to make being anonymous online illegal. If they fail at that, then eventually the manosphere, even if it's only pickup artists, incels, and men's rights activists, will still red pill the majority of men out there. And many will reach the conclusion that the breasts are no longer worth the squeeze. As for Richard Cooper and his critique of MGTOW, he's just wearing some boomer love goggles and clearly has female-owned group preference activated because he's using shaming language on men that won't date. Even I did that unknowingly while I was dating a couple of women back in 2015. So I understand where he's coming from, but he's not even open to the possibility that sniffing all those queefs is making him crazy for cooch puffs. He can't imagine that a man might have something else going on in his life except the ladies, it seems. He's stuck in a more basic way of thinking. Sure, he understands female nature and points out the red flags to guys watching his channel, but smart men don't get married. Not because of the family courts. Not because of the grifters that charge $1,000 an hour, Rich is looking for beta suckers that he's trying to convince that MGTOW is for losers, and paying him thousands of dollars is for winners. He's bashing the competition and shaming us because if men don't date, then they won't buy dating advice from him. If a guy goes monk mode, then the pickup artist quickly finds himself going into broke mode. He's just as bad as the women he berates because he's advocating that men return to the pussy prison plantation. He's not questioning the nature of relationships themselves. He's just questioning which relationship is better than the next. It's like he's helping men pick out the largest deck chairs on the Titanic O' Love. He's also the manosphere's very own mall Santa, except he takes your money to buy gifts for himself and probably some of the women he brings into his life. Eventually, many of the men he rent pills realize that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze, and then they go their own way. They become former clients that paid a lot of money for a very, very expensive lesson. The idea that he's a discount Santa came to me as my pain subsided for about 15 minutes as I put a hot compress onto my backside, and I relieved the issue temporarily. It's weird how there's another part of me that only comes out when I nurture it and give it space, as well as time and peace to grow. But when I hear guys like Rich speak, I don't hear the same spontaneous creativity. It's mostly just information I suspect he got from reading pickup books, and he's just regurgitating it. The ideas he spreads are not there first and foremost to help guys. They're there to allow him to help himself to their money. It's not about a revolution for him, it's all about the rolls of $100 bills. Brown ones, of course, because he's in Canada. As for my book, I'll keep working as soon as my backside surgery is finished, and I can sit properly again to boot. The pain is too distracting when you're trying to sit and write. I'm doing everything I can, but whenever I get health problems of any kind, it usually ends up lasting 2 or 3 years, and while it doesn't seem like it's a life-threatening or debilitating thing to the outside observer, to me it might as well be a disability. As I'm scripting this, I've been standing for about an hour and a half, and my lower back is killing me. If I sit down, then my tailbone is killing me as well. So most of the day I rotate between standing and laying on my stomach or side flat. I even eat on my stomach now. That's how crazy things have gotten. But enough of my health ramblings. I'll probably put together a book playlist soon so you guys can at least hear the sections that are almost done. Narrated, of course. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation and Mark for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that pickup coaches want to smash MGTOW so they can make more money. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the books that go out of date before they're even published away, or shortly thereafter. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.